All right, it's your girl Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM WMDX. You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson, hostess and Moses, and my
co-host April Kigea. I thought you were gonna say co-host. So.
I was, but then I was just like, what am I saying? I'm so not used to her being here. I've just been by myself, just hosting me and Luke. Sometimes Sam, I forgot your name and what your purpose is. My bad.
I'm back.
I want to say I'm back.
Right.
Well, you can't say that because then Luke will be mad. Okay. So thank you guys for tuning in. We're excited to be back. Of course, it's still Black History Month. Okay. Happy Black History Month to all my Black people out there representing excellence and brilliance. And happy Black History Month to white people who created the need to have a Black History Month. So... if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have one, okay? And even though it's 28 days long, sometimes 29, we are still appreciative of the opportunity to brag on the Black swag that has built the American society as we know it, including every brick, mostly, and everything. Mm-hmm. So let's start with just checking in with April Kigea, and then we'll move into the spotlight and talking about the achievements and excellence of Blackness throughout our small time in what we call America. Time. Okay. How have you been doing, April?
I've been good. So I started therapy yesterday.
Yay!
And check this out. So I
girl,
made a post.
What happened?
I made a post yesterday. But why my therapist know who I am?
Don't you hate that?
Girl, so when I set up the therapy appointment, uh-huh. I made sure to ask what the person's name was. Because I specifically asked for a Black female, right? Uh-huh. And I Googled her, Facebooked her. I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
Why when I walk in, she's like, oh, I know you.
From where?
The community.
Oh, of course. I mean, who cannot know you?
But I'm like, really? I don't know you, but you know me?
Girl, I went to an OBGYN appointment. I had to get my annual pap smear. And I go in. The lady was like, and it was a new doctor, Black doctor. Because, yeah. You know, you always want to try to ask for the Black doctor because there's only three of them.
Right.
So I asked for a Black doctor. And I'm talking to her. And she's like, girl, I am one of your fan girls. And I was like, oh, Lord, now you about to open me up.
Right.
And this is real intimate and vulnerable right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I skipped the pap smear that day.
It's fine,
go back
girl.
To the white doctor.
Yeah,
it's
so fine,
good.
Girl. Like, I think we're cool. You don't have to look today, right. You know? Like,
but she's cool. I like her.
Good.
Yeah, I
good.
Like her. So, yeah, so it was good.
I'm
glad.
Really proud of you.
Thank
I know
you.
Therapy has been one of those things that you've been wanting to do, but
for
kind of
time.
Like... mm-hmm. Avoiding it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Avoidance.
Avoided
big time.
The work.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm happy I started.
Good.
Yeah, so it was a good first session. A lot of assessments. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Good. And tell her your friend say it. One of your loving friends who love you to death says, don't take from you. Okay. Don't
yeah.
let hey doc, whoever you are, don't let her gaslight you.
Right. Girl, you know I was asking her a whole bunch of questions, too. She was like, wait, who's the one doing the...
the assessment right. here? Mess around, and she be in therapy.
Right.
Okay, therapist, whoever you are. Just
but
know.
She did say she does have a therapist, too. So she
okay,
probably
well,
will talk about me. You'd be like, so I had this one client...
who tried to flip this grip right. on me. I try to get her to go deeper.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'm in a chair contemplating what I'm supposed to be on. Trying to get her to see her BS. She'll be, I really
right.
don't have any BS.
Right.
Let's talk about you, Doc.
Right.
That is so funny. Therapy is so important, you guys. No matter what like area you work in or what you do in your world, and especially in these times, the end times.
Yeah.
And I say the end times not because we're going through apocalypse, but I think we are having an awakening. And often with awakenings, there's this contract. Like we contract in, we take steps backwards. Like literally on the microcosm and the big systems
mm-hmm.
and individually, like we often have to step back to take 5 steps forward. So just be gentle with yourselves in this time and get you a good therapist. And if your therapist doesn't work for you, leave them. Okay.
Yep.
Just like a bad relationship and move on. Cause you need someone that can be gentle with you, but hard with you too at the same time
yep.
in a way that you know, some people go to therapy and their therapist's like, oh, you're doing great. And I'm like, but they're lying to you.
Mm.
Like a good therapist would be able to recognize
push
your manipulation
you.
And your BS and your lying. Because we always lie. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I'm inauthentic at times when I'm trying to avoid accountability and
mm-hmm.
avoid the shadow work, you know? So
yeah.
a good therapist will hold you to your mirror.
Right.
Okay.
So, like I do to you sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about me. See, this is
but
what I'm talking about.
But we about to. How you doing?
I'm all right. Okay. Don't talk about me, but you tuned in to the Black Conversion Show.
See the avoidance
See how
right
I
there?
Avoided it? On 92.7 FM and WMT. Okay, I'm doing okay, though. It's about to be my birthday. It is Pisces season.
Okay.
Yes, your girl's about to turn 45. I'm super excited for my birthday. I'm about to have a, you know, little shindig, and I'm excited to do this.
That's exciting.
We about to take over a white neighborhood, because y'all know I got white friends in nice areas. They be having that long money, that
got
old
that nice
money,
house.
That new money. Okay.
Yeah.
So we about to turn it out. These, and I'm telling you, it's like judges and people that live next door to my friend's house. Mm-hmm. We about to turn it black. Oh, and mind you, she always has parties, house parties, because it's just what she does.
She just had one last weekend.
She did, and I was at home sleep. I was going to come, but I was like, girl, I'm about to, and I'm in the bed, okay? I'm going to have to actually get rest and in anticipation
to
for
prepare.
My own party.
Right, right.
We be trying to stay up late. I like to go out at 6 and be home by 10 at the latest, okay? Like, trying to go out at 10 is like, oh, my God.
Right.
But the police has never been called on any of her parties.
But she lets her neighbors know ahead of time.
Yeah, I hope she let them know it's going to be the black takeover for Black History Month by the blackest friend I got. So this, this should be fun. So, yeah, you know, if you see me next, you know, a couple of weeks talking about it, you'll know why. And I'll be like, well, you know, the black takeover led to us standing at the door like, you don't have a warrant, do you? Do you have a warrant? Ooh, that is the life of being black and specifically in white spaces. Okay. But we about to tear it up. I'm super excited for my 45th birthday. But overall, I think I'm doing okay. There's a lot of pressure. As most of you guys know, I am the CEO and founder of Urban Triage. We are under a lot of pressure. There is, and because of that pressure, there has been some staff changes too, and maybe some more to come. I don't know. Okay. But just trying to stay focused. I got an email from USDA. Last week, I told you guys that there was Fair Share, which is an organization that does CSA and agriculture work, and their USDA grant was just ended, like in Brumpley. They had an agreement, had a contract, and had just kicked it off, and they received a letter saying that because their priorities don't fit Trump's DEI orders, right? So then I get an email the other day saying that just to be aware from USDA that they are reviewing what they're going to do in terms of our contracts and agreements, and haven't paid out on them yet either. So we're trying to draw down, but we don't know what's going to happen. And if we lose our USDA funding, I don't know what happens to our agriculture program.
So that funding funds most of your agriculture program?
Yep, it funds most of it, and it matches WEDC. So a lot of grants, you have to have matching funds in order to qualify for the grant, which is kind of sometimes challenging for small organizations that don't have the privilege of having large donors or a large number of donors. We are heavily grant funded. So it could, I don't know, I'm just always hoping for the best. But in other news, we did get permission for our EPA grant to be unfrozen, because there was questions around that, our environmental justice grant. But luckily, I think the reason that that was unfrozen is because that was written by the city, led by the city, and they are not specifically saying black and brown in it. They say vulnerable populations. So I think for black people doing the work, brown people doing the work, is going to fall down to semantics, wording. And because Urban Triage is very direct with what we do and saying we center black people, our agriculture programs are called Supporting Healthy Black Agriculture, you know? So this would be interesting to see what occurs. But as you guys also know, we do not discriminate. Discrimination is illegal. So, I mean, whether you're black, white, or whatever, we serve all people who enter our offices. And last week, we had a joke in our office like, dang, what is everybody this week that came in for support and services around homelessness was white? Are they, you know, our staff is young. So they say things like, are they ops, you know?
Are they checking to make sure?
So for people who are, you know, unfamiliar with the word op, it means, what does it mean, April?
Somebody who's coming to check to see what you're doing, tell on you.
Yeah, like it's short
like a
for
lookout.
Something.
Operative.
Yeah. An operative, like a person who's coming to spy on you, you know?
Yeah.
So when folks talk about it, the slang, they say you a op or they a op, check your ops, you know what I'm saying? I want to teach y'all as we go. So put that in your back pocket, you know, for Black History Month as you learn slang, listening to the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson. But today we're gonna talk about a lot of things. There's a lot happening locally in Dane County from a bus crash. Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to talk about that off of Milwaukee Street. And to student loans on the national front, student loans, two critical applications being pulled due to the DEI or whatever, the Dodge investigation. Social Security offices are being closed around the, across the country as a result of the DEI initiatives organized and orchestrated by the Trumpity-Dumpity administration. there's a lot going on. Oh, and then the charter school that was in our conversation for a while has pulled their application from, I think, Madison Metropolitan School District and are planning to pull their application from UW. So let's talk about that. And let's talk about Black History remedies. Like, you know, I was I was, you know, as we celebrate Black History, I was thinking about all the things that we grew up doing and thinking to be well. Mm-hmm. Like, if you break your leg, just drink some.
Drink what?
That oil. What'd you call it?
Castor oil?
Castor oil.
Yeah, girl.
If you got a cold, drink some castor oil. If you in pain, if you in labor, drink some castor oil. So we're going to talk about that.
Or ginger ale.
And some ginger ale. Girl, what? Ginger ale will fix everything.
Everything.
We thought ginger ale was real, like ginger. Like, it was it was funny.
Right.
And we still do that.
Still. Right? My son had stomachache the other day. I'm like, you need some ginger ale.
You need some ginger ale.
That's all you need.
You need to poop. You need some ginger ale. Okay. You got an attitude. Drink some ginger ale.
Lay down.
Squeeze a little lemon and honey and lay it down. So today we're going to talk about Black remedies for, you know, your aches and pains. And of course, we want to talk about two dead people reported dead in Monroe County, local community members, folks who are close to my heart and close to the people in Madison. That's the thing, when you are in the community, when there's losses in our community, there's a ripple effect in our community. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes in Black folks, we have a lot of deaths in our community over the last month, I would say. You know, folks who were pioneers of our Southside community passed away. Let's talk about that. So just some stuff to talk about in local news and national news. And of course, we have to talk about Trumpity Dumpity. But I will do my best not to spend too much time on Trumpity and his, I don't know even what to call Elon, flying monkey. I'm not sure yet. But a federal judge has blocked some of key provisions in some of his executive orders. So let's talk about that today on the Black Conversion Show. Keeping it Black. Like my Black truck and my Black skin and my Black ways.
Attitude.
Yes, and other news, we also want to talk about Urban Triage Black Gala. Black Brilliance Gala is going to be off the chain. And shout out to Civic Media for sponsoring it. And let me provide you with some of those recognitions when we return here on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostest, and my girl,
April Kigea.
We'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Okay, look what that is. I feel like dropping my shoulder. Hey. Okay. Mustard. That's what I was going to say.
Mustard on the beat.
You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. Thank you for listening and returning. We are back with the tea and the politics. But before we move on to all of that with my co-host, April Kagea, let's give some, I don't know, some time and space for the Black brilliance that exists for this beautiful Black History Month, okay? And because I'm Black and I love Blackness and all that Black stuff, I want to share with you some things in Black history. Go ahead, April. What you got in Black history?
So something I posted. So every day this month, I've been posting Black history facts. And what I posted today on Black History was, did you know that a Black woman created rock and roll? Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I think is how you say her name.
Girl, you know you can't ask me how to say nothing.
I know. T-H-A-R-P-E. She's a gospel singer and guitarist. She pioneered the electric guitar sound that shaped rock and roll music. Mm. Artists like Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry were influenced by her style. So I think a lot of people didn't know that she was the one that pioneered the classic rock and roll style. I think we tend to think that Elvis Presley was the one that pioneered it, but he didn't. So
I don't know why we think you know, and party my French.
Because they made it popular.
They
you
made
know?
It popular because they wouldn't let black people sing, okay?
Yeah.
They just copied them. But can we just acknowledge the soul of black people? Mm-hmm. There's not too much in America, and I think this is why they so mad at us, is like it's not too much in America that we haven't touched or created right. or laid the foundations for, from inventions to...
Everything.
So also, I know you guys have seen the movie Hidden Colors, right? That movie is based on Katherine Johnson, a pioneer mathematician who helped launch NASA space missions. So check her out. You know, she did all the orbital mechanics around that was critical to the success of John Glenn's historic orbit around the Earth. It was her math, her brain, her intelligence that allowed that thing to happen. So shout out to you and your black brilliance. And when we speak of black brilliance, I mean, Madison has produced a lot of black brilliance, like a lot of it. We have Dr. Glorious Reyes. Did I just miss two people?
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Billings.
Oh, my goodness.
Gloria Billings.
No, you didn't.
I did. Dr. Gloria Billings. She was a professor at UW-Madison for a long time.
Yeah.
Didn't she just recently retire?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because she...
Well, she's still out here doing a whole bunch of stuff.
She's definitely doing a whole lot of things, but she is retired. Yeah. And she also, I feel like, spearheaded the critical race theory conversation
yep,
in
sure
education
did.
And wrote the curriculum on it. So our own Gloria Billings did that. I mean, she is known international for her work in education. Yep. And I know she sat on the board in the founding committee of One City. So shout out to her for all her black brilliance and excellence coming out of right out of Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And we just got a lot of folks in Madison that was doing their things. Recently, we have the passing and death of Bishop Melva Bishop. She was a pioneer in Madison since the 60s, doing a lot of direct service community justice work, working in the community center on the south side long before it was known as the Boys and Girls Club. Currently, that location is a daycare and licensed as such. Back in the day, prior to it becoming a licensed daycare in the history of black people in the south side was the banking space for black people. Most of the homes were owned by black people. Most of the churches, most of our businesses was on the south side, from local bars to restaurants. It was the place to be and live. And black churches was very dominant. I mean, we still have a few over there. But as we are aware, the gentrification on the south side of Madison is real. I remember I also lived on the south side of Madison for about 15 or 20 years or so. And I remember when we first started noticing the gentrification. And guess what it started with? Just guess, what happens when you notice the demographics is changing in the area? What do you see outside of your window?
Girl,
white people jogging. They always jogging down the block, right? That's how you know gentrification is among you, because neighborhoods move from being the scary place to live. Oh my God, don't
outside.
Go on the south side because they kill you. And there's a lot of black people and they're criminals, to it becoming the place that people jog. And you see people on bikes.
Walking
I was like,
their
what
dogs.
Is happening? This is not normal. That's when I realized gentrification was happening. And me and my dad also laughed about it on the south side of Chicago. A bad neighborhood. They still shooting and there go white people jogging down the street. And what's also sad is that the black people in the community that were committing the crimes were allowing them to jog. And I don't mean this like to... I'm not even going to say it because we were just on black history and then I'm moving into that. I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. And just move on. But that's when we start noticing the gentrification of the south side of Madison. And you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my host, co-host, and more in black brilliance and excellence. Shout out to the Black Excellence Center that is being built on the south side of Madison. So there's still some effort to keep Madison south side with some blackness. Okay,
that's gonna be a wonderful space.
I hope so, and I don't know what the event space is gonna look like, but I'm hoping that it's larger than what we currently have available. I'm hoping that it fits at least 300 or 400 people, so that my black dollar can go to their black building. You know, a lot of our galas and stuff is held at like the Overture Center, which I absolutely love, but I'm hoping that their build out allows for us to be fancy in a black owned and you know just directed space. Last week they had folks come and sign the beams of the building, which I thought was pretty dope. So shout out to Pastor Dr. G. Did you say Pastor Dr. G?
Pastor Dr. Allen G.
Do you say doctor before pastor? No, I'm
I think you say either one.
Or don't say you both. Say,
I don't know,
but he's a pastor and a doctor. So.
Yeah. He earned them both. Say them both.
Yeah, both. Pastor, doctor. Doctor, pastor.
Doctor, pastor. Doctor, pastor. I'm not sure which one is appropriate.
So shout out to you for your brilliance and your excellence in this Black History Spotlight. So just a reminder that people are doing great things. We also have the Black Urban League hub on the South Side, right across the street from McDonald's. Stop by. Mm-hmm. The DMV is also located in that building, but the folks who are visiting the DMV, please go into the building as they build it, continue to build out some of the Black building, the businesses inside there. It sucks. I wish they would have built the DMV inside the building.
It's not in.
No, it's outside, two separate entries, because what I would like to see is the business, people just randomly running into the businesses and saying, oh, let me grab some coffee. Oh, let me grab lunch because I'm here. Or let me grab a quick haircut. But most people are standing in line and then have to leave and they actually don't go in. So I'm going to encourage people to actually go in, see what's up in there. And more businesses I know will be opening in the hub this fall. So support Black businesses. So
isn't
shout out
to a bank too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Summit Credit Union is located. Yeah. And they have limited hours. I'm not sure of their hours. I think they're open like Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. But it's a full service bank that's located in that building. Also, the entrance to that bank is on the outside. So, yeah. So shout out to all the brilliance on this Black History Month. Any other Black brilliance shout outs and space we want to hold for the Black brilliance, the Black brilliances? Oh, you know who I want to shout out? Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
I freaking love her.
Okay, did you see how we have an unfortunate connection to her?
How? Girl,
so there's a white man who I think has been in a lot of our inboxes.
Oh!
William or
Paul
Bill.
Or Bill Hammond. Bill Herman.
Something.
But yeah, but he used to show up in my inbox
years
ago.
That's what I said. A lot of ours. Because, girl, he would send me good morning stuff. So like
Black
women.
He had a fetish.
Yes.
But also hated you.
Yes.
Like gay people who are undercover gay and they just homophobic, girl. But you gay.
And
that's how
he
was acting.
And then for some reason, he got into her inbox and was sending her all types of stuff.
Disrespectful things. Yes. Inappropriate
and
things.
And then it made national news.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, it was
and there
crazy.
Was a lot of folks around Madison posting screenshots of Bill Herman, who worked for National First Bank or something. Let's look him up. We'll return. Let's have more facts about Bill Herman, because their response is a national bank here, and their response to him was, "Oh, his system has been hacked." But multiple Black women were showing screenshots and receipts going back for years. He was not hacked. That brother knew what he was doing.
No, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. So let's find more facts about that when we return on the Black Conversion Show, where you are listening to Politics and Tea with your girl Brandi Grayson and my co-host April Kageya. So make sure you return, because we want to talk about more Trumpity Dumpity and the impacts of some of his executive orders that will affect us all. All right, you're listening to the Black Conversion.
What is that voice?
I was trying something different, but I don't think it worked out. Okay,
I don't like it.
Me neither. I didn't really like it either. I don't like it.
Do you want to restart?
No. Maybe others find it funny. Right. Who knows?
For Black History, as you were talking about rock and roll created by a Black woman, this is Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes on the guitar and singing.
Look at Luke.
Appreciate it, Luke.
Okay, Luke with the history lesson on for Black people on Black history. And we are not offended, okay?
Good looking out.
Like, why white people always got to tell Black people about Black history? I'm just kidding.
I was trying to add to it.
We appreciate you. People be like, she's just always so angry. You see how she talked to Luke? I don't know how he takes a take with that BS. As a white man, I would not stand for Brandi Grayson.
I'm going to write and support him.
I already felt attacked. I was the one jogging on the South Side once upon a time. But that's okay.
Luke was like, dang, I was that white person. Was it me?
With my dog.
Why my dog? I was happy to be in community with you guys. God darn it. I am part of the problem. I didn't even know it. See, and just for reference, you should be able to talk about the things like this in harmony and joy. Even when things are... factual, I mean, or like, right, they're actually still funny. You know, you can still be in community and talk about things. Like, it's so, we've made discussions around race and what's happening in our world so taboo and so uncomfortable. So we actually need to get in community and talk more, laugh more. Yeah. I know I do that with my white folks, especially my white folks that sit on my board. And now currently our white folks outnumber the black people on my board. Oh, Lord. So really? Some of them, girl, yeah. So the first time in Urban Triage history, but then my white folks, and they've been turning out and showing up. So, you know, I love people who support the work and come to work. So whether you're white or black or whatever, but it is the first time in history. So sometimes they have to get schooled on blackness. So in those spaces, they're like, it's funny because they're like, oh Lord. And I know they don't get it anywhere else. That kind of, one time I said to them, we were talking about, one of our board members said, how do I raise money or ask for in-kind donations for your gala? And I was like, use your white power. You got white privilege. Just use the white power. Dana, who's our president, was like, don't say that out loud, Brandy. That
not the message.
Not the message we want to come across. And now they're going to be like, she only supports white power. And no. So I was encouraging them to use their privilege and don't worry about how they say it because they're white. So they can't say it wrong. Yeah. You know, there's no wrong. And I think that's hard for white people to understand and to actually walk in some of that confidence in their privilege. Mm. Use it for the advantage of those who are less vulnerable. If you're a co-conspirator, use your privilege. Walk into spaces that you know and people who love you, who also have access to privilege and resource, and say, hey Tim, hey Tom and Jim, I need you to do this thing. I need you to donate. I need you to sponsor this table. Because the thing about it, people aren't actually sponsoring the organization because of what they do. Most people sponsor things and donate because of the people they know who support things. So if you support it, they'll support it. Absolutely. I could do that, right? So my ask of everyone who loves and support me as an individual and love the work that we do at Urban Triage, go find our website at Urban Triage, U-R-B-A-N, Triage, TRIAGE.org, and click the button for our sponsorship package. Take a look at it. Send it to your business. Send it to the people you work for and say, hey, I think you should support this. Because in the time of Trumpity-Dumpity, it is super important for us to support local organizations and local businesses because they will be the ones that are superly impacted by what's going on. I mean, everybody is, right? From federal government to staff, they're protesting all over the place. So folks who are working at Social Security for years with good benefits, good retirement, are losing their jobs across the nation and country. So back to Black history, just a summary. We want to get into Jasmine Crockett, the representative out of Texas, right? Isn't she from Texas?
Houston area.
I always want to say she's from Atlanta, maybe because that's association with Texas, Black people, Houston. Mm. So anyway, let's take a listen to her, one of my other Black sheroes. I absolutely love her. Because she be cutting the rug She don't be holding back. Elon so mad. I bet she be at home mad. It's like, we need to fire her. Okay, go ahead, Luke. Let's hear the sound bite.
The federal government, the waste and the fraud that is out there. And if Elon Musk can find some of it, more power to him.
Yeah, if he could. But first of all, if you're going to find it, then the proper thing to do would be to find it. And then clearly this is an appointee of our Republican president. He should then take his findings to the Republican caucus. Currently, the Republicans control the House, the Senate, as well as the White House. He should have a caucus meeting with them, talk about what his findings are, bring actual documentation versus posting on X and then saying, oh, well, I'm not going to be perfect. Well, what is the point? Honestly, you and your little team of teenagers seem like the biggest waste that we've endured since Donald Trump has sworn in, because we should not be chasing these random stories that are nothing more than propaganda that are designed to infuriate the American people. I understand when people say that they are concerned about our debt, as they should be concerned. But if you really want to look at the problem is probably with the Trump administration. We know that that administration, the last time they were in, ran our debt up an additional $8 trillion, more than anybody else has ever done. And we're not talking about that. So I don't know how they plan to fix it. If they want to talk about tax cuts, the ones that they are trying to get in under the radar that are only going to benefit the top 1%, then let's have that conversation and talk about them paying their fair share. Let's stop this idea of saying that it's people that are getting $6 a day to eat on SNAP benefits, and those are the people that are the problem with all of the waste. Let's talk about the fact that the Defense Department, which when we look at our when we look at our spending, takes up almost 50% of our budget, and we know that defense has not been able to pass an audit in the last six audits. They were spending as much as $1,000 per toilet.
That is
where we have real money that is going out, yet you know what they keep doing, Jake? Every single budget, they give them more money. You know where Elon gets the vast majority of his money?
Defense.
He gets it from the side of the ledger that defense resides on. Let's talk about it if you want to talk about it.
Okay.
Congresswoman Jasmine.
I love me some heart. Let's talk about it if you want to talk about it. But the fact of the matter is most Trump supporters actually do not want to talk about it. What they want to do is gaslight and avoid the conversation. April?
Yeah, I agree. She always puts out facts, and a lot of people can't even respond because they're like, oh, well, I didn't want you to actually go into the details. Right. I just wanted to gaslight. But can we talk about her unfortunate connection to Madison?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's bring Billy back.
Yeah. So she posted on Facebook on February 11th. Recently, I had the pleasure of speaking to the amazing people in Milwaukee. Little did I know there was a strange old man down the road in Madison that is a bit obnoxiously obsessed with me. Now, why do I bring him up? Because I want to make sure that if you seek mortgage from Old National Bank, that you might end up encountering a prick like Bill Humor. Mm-hmm. And then she posted screenshots of messages that she received in her inbox from Bill talking about, go Trump, you're an effing idiot, go MAGA, F you Jasmine, go ICE, you need to go. And her only response was, Bill, thanks for contacting us. We received your message. Please visit theclapbackcollection.com for campaign merch.
And again,
over and over.
And again,
like,
this
is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is Bill Herman at Old National Bank. I think he's like a VP or president or bank mortgage person. And he's been there for years. And his messages was directly to Jasmine Crockett, representative out of Texas, Houston, that we just heard the soundbite from. And he is also known by Black women in Madison throughout Dane County of sending them inboxes, including myself. I think he went back and deleted it. And actually, April Kageya and a lot of other women throughout Madison had receipts. And then Old National Bank responded and said, oh, he was hacked. And our response to Old National Bank is he can't be hacked for 10 years and not know it. Like, come on now.
Right.
Bill is who Bill has shown himself to. The thing about Trumpity Dumpity supporters is they no longer need to hide because there's no consequence. And I also think that's why equal opportunity offices are closing, civil rights offices are closing across the nation, because who then will you report it to? And some people, our Trump supporters, want to know, you know, folks ask me, why do liberals think Trump supporters are stupid? And, you know, here's the real answer. The real answer comes from the fact that when Trump supporters saw a man who had owned a fraudulent university's intent to scamming poor people, you thought, fine. And, you know, you can look up news stories on U.S. Today about that. So that's facts. It's a news story. And when you saw a man who made it to his business to practice stiffing his creditors and not paying his bills, which is Trumpity Dumpity, you said, that's cool, too. That also is facts. You can look that up on dailybeast.com. And when you heard him proudly brag about his own history of sexual abuse, you said, that's cool, too. I got kids, but it's okay. Abuse is all right, okay? And that was reported by ABC News. And when he made up stories about seeing Muslims, American, and thousands cheering the destruction of World Trade Center, you said, that's not an issue. That's cool. You can last some time. Sometimes you got a lot to make it. That was reported in Washington Post. And when you saw him brag that he could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue and wouldn't care, you exclaim, he sure knows me and he sure knows how to protect us. Okay. And that's also a report in U.S. Today. So, yes, we think you're kind of slow, just a little bit, Trump supporters. And when he saw a guest who was 80 years old, a man fall off of the stage and screamed out, oh my God, that's disgusting, and turned away. And he was like, I just can't watch something like that in front of me. Y'all responded and said, that's cool too, that you lack compassion and empathy. And that was reported on GQ.com. And I can go on and on about why us liberals and moderates think something might be a little off, but I don't think I have to say much more about that. But can we also talk about all the federal agencies staff that are being laid off, and all the federal staff that are being laid off, and then they're coming back and saying, our bad, can you come back to work?
It's ridiculous.
Have you read about that, Luke? About how some departments have to go back to work after they fire them?
Yeah, the folks at the Department of Energy that manned the nuclear missiles were let go. And I mean, you see there's folks all around the federal government. The There's a lot of walk back, and that's why I think it's important to push back. Anybody that refers to this as an audit, it's not an audit.
Yes.
Because an audit, you would be like, look, this is the why we need to cut these things. Yep. Now we're going to cut them. Yep. They're cutting first and then asking questions later. Yep. And for some instances, there's really important roles that are being fired, and then all of their like email accounts, all of the systems that they have for their employment with the federal government are getting deleted in this, and they can't recover that stuff. And so, like, there is going to be so many issues for this.
So many issues. And I think FAA is a perfect example.
Yeah. And like, then look what happened with all the crashes after that.
Yo.
But it's DEI's fault?
Yo.
Like, what?
Yo, I don't even know what to say.
Are you kidding me?
We got Delta planes upside down. We got Southwest planes about to collide, landing with the private jet. And shout out to the pilot who pulled up. We got planes crashing in midair. We just got all kind of things that was never heard of.
Never happened
before. And then Trump supporters are saying, oh, that's just some flunk. That's not related to staff. Y'all,
you can't cut half the staff and then expect like
and y'all, and then after 2 weeks after firing hundreds of FAA officials, Elon Musk rewards his own company, Skylink or Starlink company, with a massive FAA contract. You would think that that would be a conflict of interest. And y'all talking about audits and all that stuff. Look, y'all listening to the Black Conversion Show, and y'all know the one thing I can't stand is when we aren't thinking, okay? On 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my girl,
April Kigaya.
So yeah, just talking about the trumpety-dumpety stuff and how folks are thinking and not thinking. And shout out to Jasmine Crockett on this Black History Month day. We appreciate you. And then acknowledging the shutdowns across America of our Social Security Administration offices. I mean, laying out off hundreds of staff and shutting down key departments that are in charge of providing accommodations for folks and accessibility for folks. So when we think of DEI, a lot of us are misunderstanding. A lot of people are like, oh, this ain't gonna affect Black people. This is gonna affect white women the most. This affects all of
everyone.
Us. All the way down to the people who are the cashiers, to the folks who are working good jobs as federal government agencies. And, you know, you've been there for years. It is affecting all industries and all people activities. How are people in rural areas going to get to Social Security offices, right?
And their services. Now they're not getting services. They're not getting checks.
No one to answer your calls.
They're not going to be able to pay bills.
No one to answer your questions and inquiries about your Social Security application. And the Social Security Administration Transportation Department has been shut down, and with the thought that they're going to absorb it in other departments. And there was just a report that they were already short staffed in Social Security office. So what are we doing? And why are we continuing to act like this is for us, by us? It is not. Wake up. This is your wake up call here on Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson. Call your representative, call Pocan, call the people, tell them that you do not support these cuts and these executive orders. Speak up before it's too late, okay?
Girl, this is too late.
Hitler. It's not too late. We will not
it's
say
too late.
That. It's not too late. We are out of here. Stay tuned for one more session or one more clip on here, Black Conversion Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, y'all, it's your girl. We're back here on the Black Conversion Show. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and April.
Kigaya.
Okay. We just got a few more minutes with you. We've been talking about the trumpety-dumpety and the politics that surrounds that and all the impact on people locally, especially our farmers, our Social Security administrators, and the folks with disabilities. And accessibility will be huge. Even with us, that even though our EPA grant, our environmental justice grant, has been unfrozen, there's no one assigned to us because they fired everybody. So when we have questions on our contract, we'll see how that goes.
Just know where to go.
And also with our HUD contracts, some of our folks are, you know, afraid to be laid off. Some of our contracts are frozen, so there's no going ahead until they figure out what's going on. So anyway, let's just move on to local news before I digress. Digress. Okay. Digress. You know, I have trouble pronouncing stuff. So anyway, there was a bus crash locally in Madison, Wisconsin, here off Milwaukee Street. Reporting live. No, just kidding.
Reporting live from the scene, April Kikea. So yeah, so off of Milwaukee Street.
This week.
Yeah, this bus crashed into the Asian house. Apparently, this woman started pushing the bus driver, causing the bus to lose control. The girl ran from the scene.
Oh.
Like, what?
I just hope she wasn't black. Was she black?
I could only assume, unfortunately. See, I don't know why I want to assume.
Do not assume that. That was my first thought.
I'm like, it has to be a black girl. Anyway, so it says witnesses on the bus saw a female bus driver become upset after she learned the bus was not going to her desired location.
She was like, having a real bad day, girl.
Where the bus stop was, though, right? Like, the bus has already designated locations. Anyways, she began allegedly pushing and shoving the male driver, causing him to lose control. She left the scene before the police officers arrived. Madison PD says no arrests have been made, and they will review video surveillance once the bus has been removed from the restaurant. Apparently, it's still
in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Well, it's probably not now, but it was when the report was taken.
And when the report was taken. So two people have been taken to the hospital having sustained injuries.
I'm glad there was nobody murdered. I mean, killed. Because that actually would have been like manslaughter or something. Like, because you like literally... I mean, that just didn't even make sense, girl. Like, what is happening? I just want to hug people. People are so hurt. And I just have to say, and it, sometimes that hurt is projected onto you and people and me. I had a moment on Monday where I woke up all co-regulated from people around me. There had just been instances after instances where I had to hold space for people being messy and passive aggressive and just inauthentic and lies and trying to maneuver all that. And I woke up feeling just like mad and frustrated and did some passive aggressive things and said some passive aggressive things. And then after I said it, I was like, I know where this is coming from. Mm. Like, I need to clear my air and my energy. So anyway, I digress. Yeah. Other local news. We have the charter school by McKinsey Foundation spearheaded by the McKinsey Foundation and the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. They have officially pulled their application for the school. They've withdrawn its Ford College, Career and College Academy charter school proposal to the Madison Metropolitan School District and plans to withdraw its independent charter school proposal from the University of Wisconsin Office of Education and Opportunities, according to a press release issued by MMSD this past Monday. What's your thoughts around that? I know we had some strong emotional responses, April. So what are your thoughts about it being withdrawn?
I'm shocked considering all this alleged support that was had of the school previous. I didn't think it was going to pass the school board. I'm surprised that they pulled it from UW.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I actually thought money was going to win and politics were going to win. I didn't really have hope for, like, you know, it being like a withdrawal of the application. But the decision follows, I guess, per the press release, a thorough review and careful consideration by all organizations. The McKinsey Foundation, with support from the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, first proposed a charter high school last year and intended to enroll 150 students this year for a total of 600. While curriculum details were never really determined or said or shared at a public hearing before MMSD Board of Education in January, more than two dozen community members showed up in support of the proposal and only three showed up against it. I'm surprised. I think most of the vocal... against happened like in Tone Madison. I think Tone Madison had a couple articles, editorials, and people were expressing themselves on social media. But, you know, everybody doesn't have the privilege to show up for board meetings on Tuesdays at 5 or 6. I know I don't all the time because I got a kid and I got other stuff I need to do.
Well, and also at that exact same time, there was another meeting happening about gun violence. So there were a lot of people during that time.
Yeah.
So it was conflicting things happening.
Yeah, at the same time. But okay. Yeah. Well, supposedly Boys and Girls Club and McKinsey are going to do something else with that money that they have. I hope they support One City Charter School. And then let's just wrap around what we have and make sure that is thriving for Black people and the other programs that we had millions of dollar referendum go to with our tax money this year, right?
Yeah, and they could also support Madison schools. and put money into the schools.
God knows
currently we are there.
Yeah, pay off the debt for food. Pay off some debt for the families. Pay for some stuff. We need so much stuff. Okay, amen. So in other local news, what are we talking about in other local news here? Did you guys hear, this is not local, but Kendrick Johnson, you remember the black boy, the teenager, I think it was in Kentucky, that was murdered, found dead, and rolled up in a mat? Remember the gym mat? The black dude, Kendrick Johnson?
Yeah. That was a while ago, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Girl, according to news reports, there's evidence that have surfaced that his body, he was actually murdered by, oh my God, let me find the article. A guy at the high school, his name was Brandon something, and his, oh my God, I hate when I don't put things where they need to be and I can't find it, but he was murdered and his father, he murdered him and his father was an FBI agent.
What?
And you know, Kendrick Johnson organs was missing and they had deemed the murder an accident, that he accidentally killed himself. So the question was like, how do you accidentally kill yourself, wrap yourself up in a gym mat and then cut out your own organs? So look up that story. Yep. It says here that here it is. Update. It was in Georgia. Teen murdered, wrapped in vertical gym thing, later discovered that at some point someone removed his organs. So allegedly the murder is by Brian Bale, a football player at the same school. His father is a retired FBI agent. They allege that he is in charge of covering up. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. I hope to hear from you, or I hope you tune in next week. You can't really call me. So next week or next year or whatever. But, you know, tune in again with the Hostess with the Mostest for the political tea. And follow Urban Triage on Facebook. Get your people to donate. We small organizations and other businesses need your support in the time of Trumpity Dumpity. Any last words? 10 seconds, April.
No, enjoy the beautiful weather that we've been having this past week. And
And be nice to Black people for Black History Month here on Black Conversion Show, 92.FM. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.